Video: 9 arrested during Give 'em Hell anti-cop protest in Denver. By Amy Furr on August 23, 2020. Anti-police protesters clashed with officers outside the Denver Police Department's DPD headquarters on Saturday. Police deployed chemical agents to control the group before multiple individuals were arrested, according to CBS Denver. Protesters at the Give 'em Hell event are calling for police to be abolished, the report said. Some of the rioters broke windows and set two fires, which were quickly extinguished. A flyer reportedly circulating on Reddit advertised the event and encouraged protesters to bring your gear, according to KDBR. The flyer read, "Our city has failed. Jared Polis, Michael Hancock, Murphy Robinson, Amanda Sandoval, Kevin Flynn, Halone Clark, Debbie Ortega, Stacey Gilmore, Kendra Black, Robin Nick, Amanda Sawyer, Paul Cushman, have refused to address our demands to abolish DPD. City Council just blocked a bill to allow Denver residents to vote to replace the police with a peace force." At one point during the event, a van pulled up and handed out shields to the group, according to reporter Mark Salinger. In a subsequent tweet, Salinger shared video of a resident confronting a rioter who smashed the window with a small axe. Salinger also caught the moment protesters fired fireworks at officers. A rioter broke the window of a Quiznos restaurant. Journalist Evan Krugel shared video of the protesters trying to tear down a chain-link fence protecting the state capitol building. 9 people were arrested following the riot and 1 officer was injured, but it was unclear how serious the injuries were, according to 9 News. In addition, the outlet estimated that the group numbered about 75 to 100 people. Around midnight, Salinger tweeted video footage of the Quiznos restaurant owners cleaning up the broken glass. Sunday morning, Salinger tweeted photos of the aftermath, which included "Defund the Police" graffiti. The flyer for the protest calls out government officials for vetoing a bill that would have allowed Denver residents to vote on defunding the police and putting a peace force in place, the KDBR article stated. The demonstration says the city has failed and refused to address their demands about defunding the DPD, it concluded.